Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, and the third decade of our relationship with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's been with us for 22 years now. Big ideas for smallbusiness.com. Is that right, Barbara? Did I say that right?
You did.
Big ideas for small business. She's got a daily note that she sends out to small business owners every day with an important tip that will help you. Her books are awesome. J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, Tax Deductions for Your Small Business. What else? Guide to Self-Employment, on and on. The new book is out. The 2020 book is out. And don't drop it on your foot.
The 2020 book is for 2019
yep.
returns.
So yep, there you go.
The 2020 book is the current one.
Do not drop it on your foot. Okay, Barbara, what do we need to wrap? What do we need to know wrapping up here about our taxes?
Well, I think that we're in obviously a period of flux, and we have to pay attention on a day-to-day basis to what's going on, mm-hmm. stay in contact with our CPA or tax advisor to find out. For example, one of the proposals, and I don't know if it's in the final measure that's going to be enacted, will be incentives for employers that pay employees who are quarantined.
Right.
So there may be some kind of new tax credit or new special break,
right.
or maybe even financial subsidy.
See, I think that's where the money should be applied. I don't think the money should be given to individuals. I think the businesses who are, I mean, if we've already got, the government's already paying people who don't have a job, who can't work or whatever. But I think that if they will help the company make payroll if they need it, instead of giving the money to the employee, that way you keep the business and the employee going. What do you think about that, Barbara?
Well, that's exactly right. That's where the money's going to be needed. Because, look, we know as employers, we want to keep paying our employees,
yeah.
come what may. And if our cash flow is down, that's mm-hmm. you know, that's the biggest challenge.
Well, I'm already talking to people who are guests on my show, Barbara, who are speakers. And, you know, if events are canceled, I mean, these are people who already know a year from now where they're going to be. Well, if the next three or four speeches they're going to give over the next month or two have been canceled, they're out of work. They're out of business. They're unemployed. That's just one.
Yes,
that's just one example, folks. But here, Barbara, remember, every one of those events, there are vendors supporting those events, small business vendors who aren't going to be able to do.
Restaurants.
That's right. That's right. The cab drivers,
the Uber drivers. And the Uber drivers around there. And,
yeah.
you know, the ripple effect is tremendous.
Just like the NBA. The NBA, people
yep.
say, oh, my gosh, the NBA's canceling their season. Well, that's a major kick in the head to thousands of vendors around those NBA stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Small business owners. I mean, micro businesses.
That's right. And you know what? I think that maybe the – we're going to have really good lessons come out of this whole situation,
mm-hmm.
which is that business is going to need multi-stream of revenue. You can't rely on just one source. You're going to have to figure out how to do things so that you have things coming in, for example, online, which may not be as impacted. And I think we're going to have the review of the post game review here
mm-hmm.
is going to be tremendous, and I think we're all going to learn a lot.
I think so too, and we're all praying that this thing, when the weather warms up, that this thing blows over. But one thing for sure, Barbara, we're going to have coronavirus with us the rest forever. But maybe next year it won't be as big a deal because we'll be able to test, we'll be able to deal with it, and it'll be like the flu. I mean, thousands of people die from the flu every year, and it doesn't shut the economy down.
Well, let me just tell you that there's an Israeli company that has been working for 8 years on a kind of a generic type of vaccine that will that they can then plug in whatever the current problem is, and they just happened to start testing a while ago with Corona. So they may be in they may to market in you know a really short time
because be awesome.
Just, it was just fortuitous.
That'd be awesome. Hey Barbara, good job today. Thank you again for 22 great years. Let's do 22 more. You want to?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great lady and really important around here. Don't forget, bigideasforsmallbusiness.com. That's her website. You'll go there. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.